From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. Longtime former Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh was killed Monday in a roadside attack by Houthi rebels. This comes after he ended a three-year alliance with them, battling the Saudi-led coalition. Yemeni President Abd Rabo Mansour Hadi here, speaking on Saudi television, sent his condolences to the nation and called on the people to rise up against the Houthi rebels. Houthi leader Abdul Malik al-Houthi said Saleh's death came on an exceptionally historic day, the day of the fall of what he called the treasonous conspiracy. Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal said Saleh's death is a setback for the Saudis and a boon to the Houthis.
Now you have a situation where the Saudi-UAE duo is really not as comfortable and as acceptable in that region, even for those people who are against the Houthis. And at the same time, Houthis have become more powerful.
UN spokesperson Stephane Dujarric said fighting between Saleh forces and the Houthis has impeded humanitarian efforts.
Our humanitarian colleagues are receiving desperate calls for help by trapped families, but are unable to reach those who have been injured, and there have been reports of even ambulances coming under attack.
Recent fighting has left hundreds dead. The U.S. is calling on all sides to engage in political negotiations. Human Rights Watch said security officials in the Democratic Republic of Congo recruited more than 200 exiled rebel fighters to suppress anti-government protests against President Joseph Kabila. Mr. Kabila was supposed to end his rule in December of last year. This is VOA News. In Honduras, it appears that President Juan Orlando Hernandez is headed for a narrow victory over challenger and longtime TV entertainer Salvador Nasralla. This follows a long-delayed vote count from the November 26 election. Nasralla, who was leading early, has declared fraud. The delay has prompted often violent street protests. Dario Urraque, a Latin American analyst at Trinity College in Hartford, Connecticut, said there is suspicion that the results are being manipulated.
The government in power has been trying to manipulate the process to generate results in their favor. I think a great difference now, though, however, is that large sectors of the population have rebelled against that.
A partial recount is underway. Police have reportedly refused to obey orders to enforce a curfew in place since Friday. Britain and the European Union failed Monday to reach an agreement on Brexit, Britain's departure from the EU. However, both sides said they expected to reach an accord within days. Theresa May is the British Prime Minister.
And a lot of progress has been made, and on many of the issues there is a common understanding. And it's clear, crucially, that we want to move forward together.
Britain is supposed to exit the EU by March 2019. Among the sticking points is whether Northern Ireland would continue to have single market rules within the EU, border rules for Northern Ireland, and the rights of Europeans living in Britain. President Donald Trump has delayed his decision whether to declare Jerusalem as Israel's capital and move the U.S. embassy to that city from Tel Aviv. A White House spokesperson said an announcement is expected in coming days. Palestinians want East Jerusalem as the capital of a future Palestinian state. Hussam Zumlot leads the PLO delegation in the U.S.
The U.S. is delivering a lethal bullet to the heart of the two-state solution. That would be actually the kiss of death.
French President Emmanuel Macron expressed his concern about the move in a phone call to Mr. Trump. President Trump traveled to the western state of Utah to announce a rollback of federal regulations over two wilderness national monuments.
I've come to Utah to take a very historic action to reverse federal overreach and restore the rights of this land to your citizens.
The decision allows for development activities such as drilling, mining, grazing, and road construction. And Russia's Justice Ministry on Tuesday designated 9 U.S. media outlets, including the Voice of America, as foreign agents. In Washington, I'm Doug Bernard.
That's the latest world news from VOA.